still full.
Never forget, we're dealing with people who dissemble for a living. Convincing performances sometimes take place offstage as well as on.
Well, then, what impression did you get of Seymour Hicks? Did he hate his father-in-law?
He certainly hates someone.
Who?
Our client. Or perhaps he just wanted me to think that he hates her.
Oh, good God. Actors. What are you going to do about Jesse Millward?
Nothing yet. First, I want to get another viewpoint on the dead man.
What viewpoint?
The opinion of someone is helped rather than hindered.
No. 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 Ah! Good old system never fails me. There you are, Mr. Holmes. Prince's card.
Thank you. Richard Arthur Prince, leading role, Shakespearean tragedy, a speciality. Address... Interesting address for an out-of-work actor.
What does it say?
Adelphi Theatre, Strand, London. Was Prince a member of the Adelphi Company?
Bless you, no. Not in a million years. The real address is penciled on the back.
Richard Arthur Prince.
At your service, Mr.
Sherlock Holmes.
An honor, sir. And your companion is no doubt the prolific Dr. John Watson.
How do you do, Mr. Prince?
I do as best I can, sir. Come in, gentlemen. Come in.
Thank you.
Please take the chair, Mr. Holmes. Dr. Watson, I'm afraid all I can offer you is the bed. My other chair is being repaired.
Oh, the bed will be fine.
Now, may I offer you some tea?
Thank you, no.
No, thank you. Oh,
very well. How may I serve you, gentlemen?
We understand that you were acquainted with the late William Terry's.
I had that honor.
How well did you know him?
Well, perhaps these will answer your question. Just one moment. Now. Terrace. Ah, yes. Mr. Holmes?
Thank you. What are those, Mr. Prince?
The record of our friendship. Please do examine them, Mr. Holmes. You see, I'm familiar with your methods. I believe that's the phrase, Doctor.
Mm-hmm. One of your loyal readers, Watson. Very interesting.
The jewel of my collection, sir. This box contains letters from some of the highest in the land, but none mean more to me than those you are holding.
But the highest in the land?
Like the Duke of York, the Prime Minister, Miss Ellen Terry, Lord Backwater, the Secretary of War, the personal equerry to Her Royal Highness, Mr. Henry Irving.
You've corresponded with them all?
I have, and I have been privileged to receive their replies.
See? Yeah. Mm. Oh, Balmoral. Her Imperial Majesty instructs me to thank you for your letter and your good wishes for her continued health. This is your hobby, Mr. Prince?
Rather more than that, sir.
Judging by these replies, most of your letters to Terrace were requests for money.
Yes, that was how our friendship started, I must admit it.
But it developed beyond that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. It did, Mr. Holmes.
So, you knew him well?
We were kindred spirits, you see. He told me once that he saw himself in me. He told me that once.
Did he have any enemies?
All men have enemies.
But not all men are murdered.
No.
Do you know of anyone who hated him enough to stab him to death in cold blood?
Will was a great star. Many people were jealous of his success.
We're looking for something more than that.
Well, there was one person.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. Mrs. Terrace refuses to see you.
Please give her this note.
Sir.
What did you put?
I now know the facts about Jesse Millward.
So you've decided that Hicks was telling the truth?
I've decided nothing. I'm waiting for confirmation from Mrs. Terrace.
It was a bluff?
A bluff at work. Good evening, Mrs. Terrace. Thank you for seeing me.
Do you know who killed my husband?
No, I do not.
Do you believe that you can find out?
If you will answer my questions.
Go on.
My client, Miss Jessie Millward, told me that the late Mr. Terrace despised Seymour Hicks for ruining his daughter's career. That Hicks, in turn, hated him for blocking his progress in the profession. And that Terrace was about to leave you, his wife, in order to marry her.
I scarcely know where to begin.
Then I shall help you. I suspect that it's a tissue of lies from beginning to end.